Just after The Hurt Locker won the Academy Award for Best Picture, moviegoers can see another picture set in the Iraq War. It's called Green Zone, and it's directed by the man who brought you The Bourne Ultimatum. Critic Kenneth Horan has this review.
Green Zone is a red-hot action thriller that isn't afraid of taking a serious look at the situation in Iraq. It's the early days of the U.S. invasion, and Matt Damon plays the head of a team of soldiers risking their lives to find weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, sir, I'll give you an example. We rolled into a site, Diwania, last week. Okay, 101st took casualties securing it for us. We got in there and found it was a toilet factory. I'm saying there's a disconnect between what's in these packets and what we're seeing on the ground. There's a problem with the intelligence, sir.
Damon's military man feels so distressed, he even compares notes with an embedded journalist.
Lori Dane, Wall Street Journal. So what are you and Marty talking about?
Oh, you know, I can't talk to you about that.
Oh, come on.
That's Amy Ryan, playing a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, who sounds a lot like former New York Times staffer Judith Miller. It would be a mistake, however, to consider Green Zone to be any kind of tract. It is a story of idealism betrayed, but the tightly written dramatic script by Oscar-winning Brian Helgeland would be compelling even without its real-world connections. More than that, director Paul Greengrass hasn't lost his touch for the kind of rapid-fire action entertainment fans of the Bourne films appreciate. He and his Green Zone team convey a thrilling sense of the mind-warping turmoil on the ground. Green Zone does falter in its closing sections, but its accomplishments are still impressive. Director Greengrass has made good on his aim to show that the mistrust and paranoia of Bourne's fictional world wasn't so far-fetched after all.
Kenneth Duran reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.